This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, the importance of goodness to the parents. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to the program A to Z from IRB English Radio. Today we will talk about the topic of the importance of goodness to the parents in the Islamic lifestyle. And when we look at the teachings of the Quran, it pays a lot of importance to the goodness and having a good relation with the parents and doing goodness to the parents, being a person who is obedient towards the parents. And this is what the Islamic teachings basically taught us and it explains us. Therefore, when we look at the narrations by the Prophet or Aimmah alayhi salatu wasalam, when we look at the verses of the Quran, it all talks about the goodness to the parents. And when you look at the verses especially, always you see where it is something about parents. It is from like Allah talks about himself, worshipping him. And right after that, he is saying, do good to your parents. Be good with your parents. And this tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the goodness of parents, being to perform goodness towards parents or being good towards the parents, next to his worship. So it is something which should be done right after worshiping. So if someone is worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he must make sure that he is basically doing good to his parents. Because if someone is unable to do that, then obviously he is not performing the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of the and the need of the goodness towards the parents. In the verses of the Quran in chapter Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Now here, the first word which is used in the Arabic language, obviously we look at the verses, and the first word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used is the word of qadha. And here Allah did not use the word command, or you know the word that we have generally, which we refer to be hukm, which is order. Amr is also order, but here it is qadha. Qadha is something which has been decreed, and qadha rabbuka means that and has decreed your Lord. So this is something that will definitely happen, and that must happen. There is no change in it. There is nothing like it is. It will be a kind of order. For example, you know, we have the order of praying 5-time prayers, but there is a condition. The condition is when we become baligh, then obviously we need to perform the prayers or fasting. Or when someone has the ability or financially and physically to go to Hajj, then he has to perform Hajj. Otherwise, there is no Hajj upon him. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word qadha. Qadha means that he has decreed upon you. It has been written on you. It's in your life. It is the part of your life. The way we breathe every day, the way we cannot live without water. Similarly, without respecting parent, without being good to parent, there is no life. So Allah says, قَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has made this decree upon you that you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also be good to your parents, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio.
For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.